tins and advertising signage. Chris Delanoux, collection home, Gold Coast. Chris Delanoux collects household tins and shop advertising signage, mainly dating from the 1880s to the 1950s. Chris grew up in Sydney and headed for Brisbane as a school leaver in the 1970s. By then, Sydney was undergoing radical redevelopment, but Brisbane retained many of its old stores, factories and houses. Its junk shops and antique stores were full of fascinating curiosities, many from the 19th century. Chris began buying household items that he remembered from the homes of people of his grandparents' generation. While he made his career in event management in Brisbane and elsewhere, privately, Chris continued to amass tins. Now, they occupy a purpose-built shed. Over decades, he has learned much about the physical properties of his tins and about the trade histories of the goods they contained. He has adopted new ways of buying, selling, and sharing his collection and has made many friends with similar interests in Australia and overseas. Many of Chris's tins and much of his advertising collection relate to tea. These include superbly decorated large tins, the contents of which would be weighed into bags for customers at point of sale, and hundreds of tiny sample tins carried by travelling salesmen and distributed to shop owners. Other products such as cocoa, confectionery and tobacco were also packaged in attractive small tins, either as samples or novelties. Short read. Chris Delanoux has a large collection of tins and advertising signs, mainly dating from the 1880s to the 1950s. Many of the tins he has collected were used for tea and lollies. They now reside in his purpose-built shed, which is full of fascinating curiosities. Object labels. Tins are early examples of sustainable packaging, with even novelty and sample-sized tins able to store pins or screws. The Billy Tea Billies were sold full of tea, but could be used when empty as vessels in which to heat water over a fire. Billies such as these are rare, as usage destroyed the printed surface of the tin. Another example of tins destined for extended use are the Griffiths tins, which, while sold full of tea, were decoratively printed with the names of pantry staples that they could later be used to store, such as sago, tapioca, and dried peel. The establishment of the Billy Tea Company by Sydney-based Scott James Inglis in the early 1890s coincided with the beginnings of a distinct Australian nationalism. James Inglis is substantially responsible for the popularisation of the song Waltzing Matilda by buying the rights to it and asking an acquaintance to turn it into an advertising jingle. Billy tea was imported, like almost all tea sold in Australia, but was marketed through Bush-themed iconography into the middle of the 20th century. Alfred Bushell, a British merchant, emigrated to Brisbane and opened a grocery and tea shop in the city in 1883. In the mid to late 1890s, two of his sons extended his operations, opening branches of Bushell & Co., the tea men in Sydney and Melbourne. Bushell's Limited was listed as a public company in 1912. Alfred's grey-bearded face continued to appear on Bushell's packaging for some years. Messrs. C.C. Warren and Co. were tea wholesalers with premises at 356 to 358 Queen Street, Brisbane. They distributed their rabbit brand calendars and tape measures to clients at Christmas. From the 1890s, most tea destined for British colonies was grown in Sri Lanka, then called Ceylon. Some tea companies, notably Bushell's, used packaging and point-of-sale advertising that depicted objectified female workers in the hot fields. Other tins featured views of the Verdant Islands landscape, or more respectful and realistic renderings of plantation personnel. Sometimes, the tea's origin was evoked in the product name, or a graphic element such as an elephant, or a palmyra palm.